Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this week, and the first movie is a DVD. It's Django Unchained. Well, back in the day, Jamie Foxx is freed as a slave to help a dentist do some serious bounty hunting. Things get pretty dicey when they need to confront Leonardo DiCaprio to rescue Jamie's wife.
What's your name?
I'm on a rise right out of the ground.
Django.
Then you're exactly the one I'm looking for.
Once a final brutal brother lies dead in the dust, I agree to give you your freedom. And I'll take you to rescue your wife.
How do you like the bounty hunting business?
Now, as much as I hate to make this public knowledge, I have never before sat through an entire Quentin Tarantino movie. I know, blasphemy. And this movie was no different. Going into it, I was prepared for the instant onslaught of F-bombs and extreme violence. So I went in prepared with a clever exit plan to get the heck out of there when I couldn't take it anymore. Imagine my surprise and complete shock when I found myself actually still sitting there 30 minutes into the movie, laughing and realizing I was not crawling along the dark aisles to make a sneak getaway. The acting was great, the story clever and funny, and then of course it got violent, really violent, but so over the top violent that it was ridiculous to the point of being amusing, if that makes any sense. So I guess it makes sense this movie won a couple of Oscars. So on our Movie Night Traffic Light, Django Unchained on DVD is a green light. Now onto what might be the first big movie of the year, it's Oblivion. In the future, Tom Cruise is working on what's left of Earth, but everything changes when he helps a crashed spacecraft, and he's confronted with his past and choices he never thought he'd have to make.
I've been watching you, Jack.
Who are you?
The people you work for lied to you. They told you to follow orders, and soon you would join the others. It's time you know the truth.
Why aren't you telling me?
Who are you?
Help us end this.
Okay, I unfortunately have to declare I've officially OD'd on Tom Cruise. Nearly every minute and every second of this movie is Tom. They say Morgan Freeman also stars in this, but you would barely know it. I have to say though, I was completely into this movie for the first hours, captivated by the special effects, and I was hoping for the possibility that something earth-shattering, so to speak, was gonna happen, and then I realized that it was far more about the computer-generated images than it was about the story and characters, and it became monotonous and boring. Then for the second hour, I was looking forward to an ending and something great happening. Well, it ends like three times, so there's a little something for everybody, I guess. So this movie could have been great if they gave us less Tom and more Morgan and more of a story. The way it is, it's just okay. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Oblivion is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.